Sport on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Discover our exciting 231 range of electric and hybrid vehicles. For more, see kia.com.
And now it's 25 minutes to 8 and back to last night, Des.
Yeah, good game, very enjoyable game. France beating Morocco 2-0 in the World Cup semi-final. But France pushed all the way by the African side before the holders sealed the place in Sunday's final against Argentina. The first African side ever to reach a World Cup semi-final refused to buckle despite going behind to Theo Hernandez's scrambled fifth-minute goal. And Morocco battled on. They created a lot of chances. They just couldn't finish before the French substitute Kolo Muani ensured they will defend their crown against Argentina when he turned in Kylian Mbappe's deflected shot 11 minutes from time. This was the reaction of French captain Hugo Lloris.
It was not easy, as we expected. Even if we score very early in the game, I think we should have scored a second goal before the half time. And in the second half, we played too deep, and they showed their quality. They showed that it's not only a team to defend. They know how to play. They have talented players, and they deserve a lot of credit, you know. And in our side, I think we suffer a lot, but it's good. It's good to stay strong during the storm, to not concede a goal, and then obviously when we score the second goal, we manage the game perfectly at the end.
The French manager Didier Deschamps was also giving his views after the game, but his news conference interrupted by the players bursting in singing his praises. Yeah, well, it sets up the final. A lot of people wanted France against Argentina to be a cracking game, and that's on Sunday afternoon. Now, while the World Cup is naturally dominating the football headlines today, a very interesting story is re-emerging. A lot of talk of European Super League surfacing again today when a 50-page report will be published by the European Court of Justice on a case examining whether world football governing body FIFA and their European counterpart UEFA abused their dominant position by banning participation in alternative competitions. After the Super League plans were announced, 9 of the clubs involved were fined by UEFA, but 3 remaining clubs took a legal action, and the report will be given today, a written opinion on the case by the Advocate General. It's non-binding but could be very influential. The A22 Sports Management Group, which is behind the plans, argues that UEFA and FIFA's response was unfair. It believes clubs should be free to talk to whoever they like about the idea of setting up new external competitions without the threat of punishment. UEFA feels it was entitled to take its stance in order to preserve the health of the wider game, which it said was being put at risk by the 12 clubs involved, whose motivation, it was argued, was one of self-interest and greed. In golf, Ireland's John Murphy and Tom McKibben are currently in the top 10 on day one of the Mauritius Open. JC Ritchie leads on 6 under par. John Murphy has finished on 2 under. McKibben is 2 under after 17. Gary Hurley finished on level par. In hockey, Ireland will play tournament favourites India in tomorrow's semi-final of the Nations Cup in Valencia. And today's racing at Nace is off because of the frost. The card rescheduled for next Tuesday.